He went first to, previous to there, Subuddhirai had been first there, Subuddhirai. One Subuddhirai, one landlord. And under him, Husain Shah Badshah was first, under him worked as a servant. But by providence, their servant became the emperor, Husain Shah. And Husain Shah, when he became emperor, and he had his wife, Begum, he said Begum, while doing service of her husband, he saw some signs at the back of Husain Shah Badshah. There is something, some injury. Then he said, what is this? You should not think about this. You do your service. Why you are asking? No, I want to. Immediately, she insisted her husband to say, why this sign, sir? And ultimately, he said, I was working under Subuddhirai. At that time, I committed one offense. He caned me. And that is the steadfast sign. Now you have become emperor. You should take revenge. No, I cannot take revenge. Because I was indebted to him. By his affection, I have got this position. I cannot do anything against him. I made them some offense, he has got the right. No, then I shall die by taking poison. You must kill him. Then he became Parjan. How can I kill? Why? You are an emperor and that ordinary person of the Hindu community killed you, that will punish you. Death penalty. I cannot do this. After repeated request of the husband to his wife, I cannot do. You say, you speak something other, any other thing. All right, then you have to give the remnants what detested by the Muslims to him. At that time, that Sanatana Dharma was very strict in this matter. Even if it takes the remnant of water tested by the Muslims, then he is outcast. Then he will not be taken within the Hindu community, within the Sanatana Dharma. All right, that I can try to do. And he sent his request to Subuddhirai. I want to see you. You can put a holy prince to our place. By believing that previous relation is there, he came there. And in talking with him, you have to take something. Then that was given to him. And was forced to take. And that was known to the Sanatana Dharma community. And he was ousted from the Sabha. And how I can expiate for this? You give me the procedure of expiation so that I can be taken back again. Then all the Brahmins, they consulted the scripture. The only expression is, you have to take hot ghee. clarified butter. When it will be very hot, in the pot you have to give, and it will be on the oven, then it will be boiling point. Then that you should take and die. That is the only expression. And some other Brahmins say, you can cover your body by the outward coverings of the paddy. That is called outward coverings, tush. What do you say? Burn, you may say. Burn with this body, whole body. Then you have to ignite fire here. And that will gradually, it will destroy your body. This is the punishment. There is no other. But by providence, he had been to Vrindavan, and Vrindavan, he was moving, what to do, and he came to see there Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was very much attracted and made obeisance as possible. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is omniscient. He knows everything. Knowing fully well why you are breathing, what is the matter, where from you have come, he said everything. No, that is not the expression. By that, it is not atonement as per scriptural injunction. You have to do Harinam. By doing Harinam, your own sins are all wrong things, whatever you have done, will be removed or destroyed. You do Harinam and do Vaishnava Seva. You serve the Vaishnava, those who are doing Harinam for the satisfaction of Hari, not those who are doing not professional person, sadhus. Those who have dedicated themselves for the service of Krishna, and they are doing Harinam, they are Vaishnavas. You are Rasad Vaishnava, then you will have the aptitude to do Harinam. Correctly you can do Harinam. Then you are the landlord, and he has given up everything now. And because of this happening, he came with indifference to the worldly things. And he performed that expiation by going to the jungles, by collecting all the woods and selling that, by that money, he used to serve the Vaishnavas. With great penance he performed. Served the Vaishnavas and served and also was doing Harinam. To do Harinam and serve the Vaishnava. That is the actual expression. Now, Subhadraya first came there. And after that, Loknath Goswami and Bhuvarga Goswami, when you go to Vrindavan, you will find Gokulananda, Radha Gokulananda, this place there, the object of worship. Loknath Goswami, Radha Vinod, Loknath. But there Radha Vinod is there, but the temple's name is Gokulananda. There he will find the Samadhi temple of Loknath Goswami. And adjacent temple in the, you have the darshan of Radha Vinod. When Loknath Goswami was moving in Brajavandal, moving, he had been to Khadirvan, and generally we go to Khadirvan from Nandagram. From Nandagram, we have got our stay there, from Nandagram. Khadirvan, on foot, and there are some days go in the tractor. Perhaps now the road is good. by bus and car. But at that time, we are going because on the way, there is another place. That the killing of the Bakasur is there. For that, for seeing these things, we used to go by Sankirtan, Nandagram. Khadirvan, there, near Kishori Kunda, there he was, he remained, by, performed immense penance, Swagna Goswami. And he used to remain under a tree, not even a cottage, under a tree. And he was weeping, I am not getting the service of Radha Krishna. I am not getting the service of Radha Krishna. Well, if Radha Krishna will appear before me as deities, then I can get this chance to serve him. But I have got no such devotion. My life is futile. Like this, he is weeping. All of a sudden, he saw Radha, one Krishna himself came. You see, this Radha Dinad Vigraha, you worship. By saying so, let. Then why you are astounded to see Radha Dinad? Radha Dinad? How he has come? Who has given this? Am I seeing a dream? What is this? Radha Vinod? Where from? Radha Vinod was talking. Where from? I have come. By my own desire. I am very hungry. Give me some food. Then he was profusely weeping. Hungry? Then immediately he cooked many items. And by begging from the Prajavasi, etc. And items and gave bhog. Radha Vinod. And after taking up prasad, making bhog, then he made one bed with the leaves of the trees and with the flowers. And there Radha Vinod was kept. And it is hot season, but then with one leaf of the tree, doing like this. We cannot imagine. If anybody gives such service in the jungle, there is no place to stay. How, what I shall eat? I have got no morning diet, breakfast, nothing. And how can I start? We shall say like that. But he is the Leela Manjari. He is not an ordinary human being, conditioned soul. Always they want the service of Krishna. And always they want contact of Krishna. They don't want any other thing. As Krishna's desire, they have appeared, but they do not want all these comforts of this, bodily comforts, they do not want. For that reason, God has appeared before. As Radha Vindad. And after serving, and when they slept, then, wow, where to keep them? Then there should be one temple, isn't it? For keeping. Then where he will get kept temple? He remains with Madhuguri Bhiksha, like the bees are collecting honey from different flowers, like that. Madhuguri, from going to different houses, something. How can I construct a temple? He constructs Jola. Big jhola. Cloth bag. Cloth bag has become the temple. And he kept it. And now he's bringing out, serving. Radha Vinod is very much happy. But we are serving the big temple, if there was a big temple. And then it will be the service of. But there is no inner separation, grief, no desire for service, only for outside soul, this big temple. Krishna is most sweet form. He does not like this sort of majestic aspect. He moves with cowherd voice. He moves with the untending the calves. Without any kind of ornaments. Gold and silver ornament, no ornament. Only ornament is a garland made of wild flowers, Vanamala. That is one. By that he is satisfied. Another ornament, a peacock and peacock's feather tail on the head. By that he is satisfied. And when the cowherd boys, they see Krishna is very much hungry, then they bring, they generally bring from their own houses for serving Krishna. And Krishna, Kanhaiya, don't walk. You are very tired, you are hungry. Stop. We shall serve you. They are serving. Baladev is the leader of the all Sakhas. And Baladev's lap, Krishna's head is there. And others, devotees, Sakha, these confidants, Sakha, they are serving the feet and other things. And they are moved with the cloth, they are removing this perspiration, or this sweats. And you take this. After testing whether it is good or not, if it is sour, if it is bitter, then I should not give. Oh, it is very good, you take. Mm-hmm. By taking that, Krishna is satisfied. Can you imagine, if we after testing, if we offer, then we should go to hell. But Krishna, the most sweet form, he cannot be conquered, or he cannot be won, or he cannot be, we cannot satisfy him by showing all this outside majestic aspect, outside wealth. There should be inside love for Krishna, inside love. And they are serving like that. Radha Vinod, by taking Radha Vinod, he went to Vrindavan. At that time, Vrindavan was Vrindavan, not like town. Now it has become town. At that time, Vrindavan was their forest. And everybody used to go to the field for evacuation. There was no laboratory, no nothing. When we went first there, we had to go to the field for laboratory. We are not accustomed. We remain in the town. And what is this? We asked, where is the laboratory? They showed this. We are going. And no laboratory. And where we shall go? This. And what is it? And this field, so many persons are going there to the house. But this is the place. Oh. Then we have to go to a distant place in the early morning or in the night or something. In the day it is very difficult. But at that time they were doing this. Raghunath Goswami and Narottam Thakur, the son of the Krishnananda Dutta, one jamidar, one wealthy person, one king, the son of a king. But when he was from his childhood, he was always uttering the name of Krishna, Gaur-Nityam, like Narottam Thakur. And he was very much anxious to get the lotus feet, the service of the lotus feet of Krishna. And Gauranga Mahaprabhu, when he He appeared earlier to that. And Narottaran much later. At that time when he had been to Kanai Narsala, he was going to Vrindavan, all of a sudden he uttered the name, Narottam, Narottam. And then Narottam did not appear. Who is Narottam? Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said to Nityananda Prabhu, you see, you do not know your own glory. When I had been to Puri after taking sannyas, you wait for me profusely from all the way. You are going to Puri to meet me. You do not know your own glory. I have kept that prem to give it to Narottam. Narottam will appear 100 years after. But already Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knows Narottam is his personal associate. And Narottam Thakur was very much in separation grief by seeing that their parents are also very much, they are also worried. What is this? In the meantime, he saw a dream. Nityananda Prabhu appeared. Why you are thinking? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has kept a prem for you, Krishna prem, in Kutubpur. Kutubpur, that is by the bank, at the bank of the Padda Nadi. Padda River. You go there and take a dip there. Then Padmavati Devi will give you that prem. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given the responsibility to Padmavati Devi. Padmanodi, it is a river. Where is Padmavati Devi? You cannot understand the Vedic culture. These Ganges, this river, but at the back, there is one consciousness is there. Ganga Devi. Ganga Devi Makarvahi. His servitor is Makarvahi, mounted on the Makar. Like a crocodile, appearance like that. And she has got a form, Ganga. Outside it seems to be a river, Ganga Devi. Like that Padmavati Devi, if there is no consciousness, nothing can be retained. If there is no consciousness here, no human beings, after hundreds of this building will fall down. This body, as long as consciousness, Atma is there, this body will be there. It will exist. When Atma will leave this body, it will destroy. Sun is there, the sun God is there. As long as sun God is there, the sun will be there. Nothing can exist without the consciousness at his back. So, you go there, I have instructed Padmavati Devi to give you prem. You take a dip there. Nityananda Prabhu, in dream, he told to Narottam Thakur, you should not be upset, you should not be unbalanced upset, because already Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has prepared this. Done this. You go there. Then he went. And when Padmavati Devi said to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so many persons are taking deep here, taking bath in my river. How can I understand Narottam Thakur is taking bath? How can I give your prem to him? When Narottam Thakur will take bath, then you will feel a shivering. A sense and sensation of shivering. Then you understand, the Narottam Thakur has taken birth. Then you have to give him. Narottam Thakur went there and take a deep, and there is a shivering sensation. Immediately, that Padmavati, Padmanodi took the form of Padmavati. I have been instructed, I have been ordered by Chaitanya to give you prem, to take this prem. When he got the prem, his whole face changed automatically. And he was crying, by uttering the name of Krishna, crying, without thinking that I am the son of a king. I have got a palatial building. I have got so much money, etc. I am the only son. Without thinking, he was weeping, and left the house. Their parents and nobody could check him. Without taking any money, nothing. Because the eternal nature of the real self, Narek, and was weeping. Continuously, towards Vrindavan. Oh, I cannot go Vrindavan. I should have reservation, bath, and so all this arrangement should be there. I should have to take food, all these things. Then I can go gradually in Vrindavan. Otherwise, on food, how can I go? I shall die. But he has got no such desire to give any kind of food to his body or any kind of comforts of the body. By the fruits you can understand whether one has got extreme separation greed, extreme desire, extreme longing for going to Krishna. This is the our Gurudev Narottam Thakur has shown this. We are going, after 2 days, and here is all surrendered under the feet. And he could not look, he fell down, unconscious. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared there as Brahmin and gave him one metal ghoti, we say ghoti, lota, one metal pot. Take this hot milk, but he couldn't. He is unconscious. Then his Gurudev, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, appeared there. They disappeared. They appeared there. Any place they can appear. No Maya can restrict them. They are beyond Maya, beyond this battlefield. That is spiritual. Appeared there and touched his body. And Rupa Goswami drank him this milk and he got back his consciousness again. And with full energy again he was going towards Vrindavan. When they reached Vrindavan, there he was searching for Guru. We saw Loknath Goswami with severe penance, he was performing Harinam. He wanted to take mantra from him. And he went there, made obeisances, and please speak. Mantra, I want to take from you. No, I shall not beg, he said. I have got no desire. It is my, I have taken this decision, made up his mind, then I shall not make any disciple. Permanent decision. If I make disciple, I have to think about it. I want to perform bhajan. I have no desire to make disciple. Immediately, he is going and requesting. No. Then what Narottam Thakur did? He saw that Loknath Goswami was going in that area, field, forest, to evacuate for motion. He went there in the night with brooms and etc. And cleared everything. There are others also doing. Clear everything. Completely. And also kept very pure earth there. So that there is no difficulty of removing all the other nasty things from the hand.
Right.
They used to, previously we used to do that, now you use soap, but it is not the, previously they used to do it the earth, several times the Brahmins they used to do it, not once, several, once, twice, thrice, five, 10 times, 15 times, like that, Puri Goswami Maharaj also would be like this, that is their habit. So, he kept that, and in a corner, that broomstick also is there, broom, and doing this. Raghunath Goswami went there in the morning for evacuation. It is so clear, there is no any kind of bad smell. What is this? What is this? I have never seen. The others also they do. Everything is clear. Became astonished. Everybody was going there and everybody clear. Several days. Then I want to know who is doing this. What is the matter? Is it magic? Then I am to do Harinam. Every place in Vrindavan is holy. Near that place where you go, he used to go for evacuation, under a tree, he sat there and was doing Harinam. In the midnight, some person came there and doing something. Then he loudly said, who are you? Where are you? Doing this nuisance? Where are you? Then Narottam Thakur was puzzled. Where are you? Why are you doing it? I am Narottam. You are a son of the king and you are doing this sweeper's work. Why? I want your grace. Then he was moved. All right. Mantra. Only Narottam Thakur could get mantra from Raghunath Goswami. As our Param Guru did Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. He also decided that I shall take mantra from Gaur Krishnadar Babaji Maharaj. And Gaur Krishnadar Babaji Maharaj also is like that, Raghunath Goswami. I should not give mantra to anybody. He was performing penance under a broken boat near the confluence of Saraswati and Ganga. With one loin cloth, nothing else. Even in the winter season, without any cloth, winter season, cold wind is blowing. There are persons who want to serve. You have got so much. It's much cold here. Kindly please take this quilt of cotton. And after some time, after some day, he went there to see. There is quilt is where? A quilt is there. By seeing that, winter will flee from this place. By seeing that I have fastened it. Like this, Gurudhar Babaji Maharaj. If anybody trusts his lotus feet, immediately, I shall curse you. Your everything will be destroyed. But all are afraid. From a distance they used to do. They have got nobody can venture to go there, no courage to go there to take the dust of the flood of his lotus. Our Param Gurudev used to go there. I want to take You please grace me. My life would be futile. I won't give mantra to anybody. But to my case, if I go to some realized soul, whether I understand or not, a realized soul, and pray for it, if he refused, oh, there are many gurus who can go and take mantra. But Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami did not go to any place, anywhere. Immediately we are going to him. Then he said, you see, I shall ask Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If he gives order, then I shall. After some days, I can leave. Have you asked? Oh, I have forgotten. Can I have that sort of patience? No. Oh, I don't want. I should go. There are many gurus. But Bhakti Sundar did not say it. Again he went there. Have you asked? Yes, I have. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, you should not give mantra to you. I should not give mantra to you. No, you have got vanity. You are proud, you have vanity. Then Saraswati Goswami said, face became pale. Then there is no hope. And immediately after that, what he did? By his own hand, he take all the dust from his feet and dispersed it. You are the only person fit to push the message of Divine Love Chaitanya Mahaprabhu throughout the world. I order you, you do it. Only person. He has got the order from his Gurudev. And he performed immense feminism in Mayapur. 100 crores for Rina. And he also saw Panchatattva appeared, and Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Gurukula Dhar Bhavati Maharaj, all appeared. Jagannath Dhar Bhavati Maharaj. Don't think, how can I preach? I have no money, nothing. I am a mendicant. How can I? Don't fear. Everything will be at your back. You start. Then he first came to Uddalanga Road from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And after that, so many, after disappearance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, and Sara Goswami, and Samalandapu Narottam Thakur Srinivas, their darkness descended into the horizon of devotion. All scriptures are there. Nobody could understand. So many pseudo sex crapa. They say, we are preaching Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's prayer. But they are doing just the opposite. Aul, baul, karta, bhaja, nera, darbeshai, sahajya, shukibhikish, martva, jatgushai, Udibari Churadri Gauranga Nagari, Tatagari Terra Sangmanai Ram Dhar Bhavati. All this pseudo sex cropped up. Even Bengalis, the Bengal people, they couldn't understand Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya appeared there. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent his own man. No person in this world can understand my teaching. But they have got no knowledge of the Supreme Lord, the no aptitude to take shelter to the Supreme Lord, when they do not accept the Supreme Lord, in their heart they are atheists, and they cannot surrender to the Supreme Lord, how that glories of the Supreme Lord will descend to him. How they can know? By the intellect, they cannot know. By challenging what you cannot know. The whole world is like that. Towards you and challenging you. So I am to send my own person. Prabhupada, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, they came. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote many hundreds of books. And by his order, Chaitanya Bhaktivinoda Saraswati Goswami Thakur. He attracted all by his gigantic spiritual personality. Many pundits, whatever Chaitanya, our Bhakti Saraswati say, we shall have debate with him and we shall refute all his will. And when they came before him, they couldn't even speak. They bowed down. Within a short time, whole world. Amen. That. And Sri Narottam Thakur, Sri Shukadeva Goswami's grace he got like this. And look, today's Loknath Goswami's disappearance. We have to remember him. By his grace we can get everything. It is for the it must be the grace of Loknath Goswami and his non-different is our Gurudev. It is desire of Gurudev. You should remember Loknath Goswami. You should pray grace. Then your all ulterior motives will be removed. You will be saved. But that is you have got the desire to hear something about Loknath Goswami. And I have got the opportunity to speak something.